come in, come in. Have a seat. I want you to know, this is going to hurt me more than it will hurt you.
Yes, ma'am, but I'm not quite sure what you're talking about.
You're fired. That's what I'm talking about.
I find that surprising, Miss Jackson. After all, I sold 25% more of our products than any other salesperson.
Look, I'm not here to argue. You're fired. Understand?
I understand perfectly. I just wonder what's going to happen to the contract I've been arranging. It would be a shame to lose it. It could mean a lot to our company, and I'm the only one who knows the details.
No one is indispensable. Just clear out your desk, and that's the end of it. Do I make myself clear, Mr. Westlake?
Crystal clear, apart from one small detail.
And what, pray tell, is that detail?
I'm not Mr. Westlake. I'm Carl Smith.
Well then, that's a different kettle of fish, Mr. Smith. I know you've been working late almost every night and coming in on Saturdays to get work done. The company is very happy with your progress.
That's good to know. I was beginning to think that I wasn't appreciated.
You're doing well. We have approved your first salary increase.
That's great. Thank you. I'll certainly try to live up to the trust you have demonstrated in me with this raise in pay.
Why is the man surprised at being fired? What is the second reason mentioned for the man to object to his being fired? What mistake did the woman make? What do you know about the man's work performance? What does the man finally get?